Today we all know what is going on in this world, what for celebration. Even if it is from the, if you go into the history of Easter is not a Christian celebration. That was introduced into the Christianity during the apostasy of the pagan Rome. And they always, you know, they came in as Christians, but they were not Christians. They came in to counterfeit the worship, the true worship of the Lord. And we all know what took place. And Constantine, all of a sudden said, he is converted to be a Christian. And all these things coming into the church. And if you look at the celebration like Christmas, Easter, and all that, of course we do have this celebration, but it's not Easter. We call it the Passover, which during Jesus' time, he said the Lord's Supper. That's why we have the Lord's Supper. I would enjoy today the Lord's Supper much, but the COVID or under some circumstances, it doesn't allow us. Because this is what God gave us. That's the only celebration we do have. He said, do it the generation and generation to come. When God was giving it to the Israel, I will come to that. So, if you look at Easter, how the world celebrated, the question is, what does the death of Christ has to do with rabbit, eggs, and all this? What has it got to do with it? Nothing. This is fake. They were all introduced into the system during the time of the apostasy. Today I just want to go with you through the journey of the Lamb of God. For the Lord God Almighty does nothing without first revealing it to his prophets, his servants, the prophet. If you go to Amos, it is stated there. So you see all the plan. Everything that is going on is according to the plan of God. And everything is going according to the appointed time. This appointed time, you hear it. Even Jesus said that. The appointed time is the appointed, even to the point of death. He said, now it is the appointed time for me to go, to die. So I just want us to go into the history of this. Who is this Lamb of God? You go to Revelation, the first thing you hear is that he is the provision of the whole creation. He said, the Lamb that was slain even before creation. Yes. Jesus himself witnessed that. He says, when he was about to leave, after going through all his journeys, he said to the Lord, when he prayed to the Lord, he said, Lord, the glory I had before I came to this earth. If you go to Matthew, you can read it. He was with the Lord before he came. And this provision that was made that in case anything goes wrong, the Lamb of God will be there. So after the fall of this world, it was needed for the Lamb of God to come. You read it in Revelation, it said the proclamation went out. Who is then worthy to go to the living God Almighty, who is holding a scroll in his right hand? Who is worthy? And there was no one found. And John witnessed, he said, and I wept. Heaven was so sad. And while he was weeping, he said, And one of the elders came to me and said, "Do not weep. The Lion of Judah, the root of David, has overcome, and he is able to go to God and get the scroll, the plan of redemption in the right hand of the living God." And John saw that all of a sudden in the center of the throne of God, if you see the throne of God, the throne of God is so concentric, beginning with the four living creatures in the middle of the throne. And then you have the 24 elders surrounding the throne, and then you have all the angels coming and surrounding the throne. It's so beautiful. You see the rainbow around the throne. Just make a picture. And it pains me when I see the world misusing even the color of the rainbow for the LGB, and you see them using this. This is blasphemy. So the Lamb in the center of the throne, he went and he took the scroll from the right hand of God. And we all saw what happened when he took the scroll. There was happiness, joy in heaven. And what happened? Even the four living creatures, these mighty angels who are in the presence of God, they went on their knees. They bowed down to the Lamb. And the 24 elders also bowed down to the Lamb. And the whole heaven bowed down to the Lamb. Who is this Lamb? When people talk of Jesus and they try to limit his power, it pains me. They don't know him really. They don't know he is God who has humiliated himself to be the servant of God. The whole heaven, if even angels are bowing down to him, who are we then humans? Some people say he was just like a human being like us. Yes, he had to take a human being form to come to us. What would it be if he had descended directly from heaven? So this is where you see the Lamb in the center of the throne. The mission has begun. He had to come to this world and save the world. You saw what happened in the Garden of Eden. When Adam said, they couldn't stand in the presence of the Holy God. Why? Because when they ate the fruit, the robe of righteousness had gone down. It was ripped down. Sin has ripped down the robe of righteousness, which could permit them to stand in the presence of God. So when God was coming, they couldn't meet God. They ran away. And God said, "Well, where are you, Adam?" He said, "Here we are. Why are you hiding?" "We are hiding because we are naked. Sin has made them naked." And the Lord God said, "Who told you that you are naked?" That means you have gone to the tree. You have gone to the forbidden tree. We read it in this Sabbath school. We saw that the transfer of the blame from Adam. He said, "And the woman you gave me." And when God saw them, they had covered themselves with leaves of a fig tree. God being compassionate, he gave them the skin of the animal of God, the Lamb of God. And he covered them. you go through the Bible, it is always sad to see how the Lamb has had to stand in our place every single moment. Another scene is that, you know, when sin entered the world, the human being has become so wicked, as God said, and every thought of his mind is wicked. The sinful nature has been so open, so clear, and God could see the wickedness. That there was one man. Not Noah, I'm not talking about Noah, but there was one man. And this man, the man of faith, Abraham. We also heard that God told Abraham to go and make a sacrifice. And I just want to tell you today a sad story, coinciding with the death of Jesus. Abraham told Isaac, "Oh, we are just going to make sacrifice to the Lord, and then we come back." They prepared all that they needed for the sacrifice. They have the wood for the burnt offering. Abraham was having his knife. Prepared everything. Place it on the donkey. And then Abraham took two of his servants to go with him. When they got everything ready, the sad question, when I go through this scenario, the sad question Isaac asked, "Father, we have the wood. We have everything that we need. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Where is the lamb?" This is the question which Isaac asked the father. He said, "Father, where is the lamb?" And Abraham said, "God will provide." When they set out, do you know how many days Abraham spent? Do you think he went there just there and then within that short period he could do the burnt offering? He spent 3 days waiting for the Lord before his eyes were open to see where he has to do this offering. And this is where he told his two servants to wait. And you know who bore the wood? Who bore the cross? Who bore the cross? The wood Jesus took upon his shoulder. Isaac. Abraham placed the wood on Isaac and said, "Let us go, and we are going to sacrifice." And when they reached the place, they prepared everything. And before Isaac could realize, he was the lamb. I want to read, he said. If I read from Isaiah 53, at this season, the season of this Passover, when the lamb, when Jesus was to die, "Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Listen to every bit of this passage. "He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that he should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, we have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearing is silent. Then upon all these, Isaac was silent. He obeyed the father. When the father tied his hands, he was so quiet. He was oppressed and afflicted. He did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. The word, when they use this, he was cut off. He was killed. And this is what the prophet Daniel talked about. At the last week of the time allotted for the Jewish nation, the Messiah is going to be cut off. Yes, he is going to die. For he was cut off from the land of living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked. I need no other evidence. I know one thing, that there is an empty grave where my Lord was. And this is the evidence. And with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, he was a lamb without blemish. When the Passover, when God was telling the people to celebrate the Passover, he said, bring me a lamb without blemish. And when you take the blood of this lamb, paint it at your doorpost, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. This is the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. Let me finish. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, My righteous servant will justify many. He will save many. And he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death. When you go to Revelation, you are worthy to be worshipped because you gave your life to humanity. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Amen. This is the Lamb. So you see what the blood of the Lamb can do? That is why when we say we are saved by grace, we are saved by grace. We are saved only through the blood of the Lamb. Nothing can save you. Nothing. You can do whatever you want. Nothing can save you. Only the blood of the Lamb saves. Believe in Jesus and you and your household will be saved. This is what the Bible says. You see that? When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I go through the Bible, the blood of the Lamb, you see, that is the ink heaven uses. The seal of God is with the blood of the Lamb, which is going to be placed on your forehead. And this is real. It is not anything imagery. He said, God, everything God does, he gave us an example. When the elders of Israel, when they were worshipping idols in the house of the Lord, and there were people who were lamenting, and God said, go and put my mark on the people lamenting, the remnant people, go and put my mark on them. And I saw the man, and I saw the man with the stick of king. And God gave him the instruction, go and mark my people, mark them on your forehead. The seal of God is with me now. There is no time. If you think you can plan in your sinful nature, and you think last minute when you are about to die, or you have set a time to change, this is wrong. You're making a very big mistake. Because the angel is moving. He is seeing the people of God. It is written in Revelation, let no wind, which is war. That's why I don't believe in any third world war. Let no wind blow over the earth. He tries the angels in the north, south, east, and west. Until we finish seeing the people of our God. So it is going on. So the man with the kids on his side, God commanded him to go and bless my people. And he went, and he did it, and he came and reported to the Lord, it is done. When Jesus will shout, it is done, it is done. Let him who is righteous stay righteous. That's the frozen state. Let him who is wicked stay in his wickedness. For I come and I am going to reward everyone according to his grace. No. According to what he has done. This is what Jesus is saying. If you say you believe in me, do what I say. It's simple. If you say you are my friend, if you say you are my disciple, then do what I say. And he is saying the same thing that God himself said. He said, if you say you love me, keep my commandments. And you need to do this. Here are those who keep the commandments of God in the faith of Jesus Christ. You can save yourself, man. We are saved by the blood of the Lamb. Not angel, not the blood of angel or enemy. For he went into the Holy of Holies, not with the blood of animals or bulls,
Not your coming to church.
So you,
this Lamb of God that you see, go back to Revelation. It is written a lot about him. He said, no one is going to enter into the kingdom of God without having his name written in the Lamb's book of life. So it is written. The Lamb that was there before the foundation, before the creation, the blood that saves. I wish the world could understand this statement and all would turn to Jesus. No, that it is only the blood of the Lamb that saves. Instead of calling this guy, meaning all we don't understand. For we do things we do understand because our Lord has spoken to us. You have to take the Lord seriously. The Lord God means every single thing of His word. It means.
In the coming kingdom, He said, there is not going to be any light. There is not going to be any temple. John said, I saw no temple in the city, because the Lord God Himself and the Lamb, they are the temple of the city. I saw no light, because they are the light. And there is no going to be any night. There is only light. And they are going to see God face to face. Isn't it wonderful? Said, then I saw the throne of God and of the Lamb. Two thrones. Throne of God and of the Lamb. And we now see that even the seal of God is not only the name of God, but it contains also the name of the Lamb. Both in the 144,000, you have to read Revelation 40. It says, they were having a seal on their forehead, a seal that contains his name, that contains the name of the Father and the name of the Lamb. Are you ready? It is around. This is what I pray, that the Lord should make it ready. Everything hindering us, every sinful nature in our life, our presumptuous things, the Lord help to deal with it. The time is running very fast. The timetable of heaven is running very fast. And if you see, I tell you the secret today. For we are waiting for the next kingdom, and the ruler of the next kingdom is the Lamb. So we are waiting for the kingdom of the Lamb. You can check up with me. History confirms it. And this kingdom, I tell you today, this is the seventh kingdom. You know, seven is the perfect number of the Lord. And this is the seventh kingdom. Let me come for you. You have the Babylon, because such a country time, you have the Middle Persia, you have Greece, you have pagan Rome, and after the pagan Rome came the United States of Europe. And the sixth kingdom which we have is the key, is the paper with the little one. And this kingdom, as we know, is not going to pass away. No other kingdom can bring this kingdom down. So if you fight the Roman Catholic, you are fighting for nothing. You can't overcome them. The little horn. You know the meaning of the little horn?
But it's a little home. This is the little kingdom, the smallest of all kingdoms, the Vatican City. This is a little home. This is the political part of the paper world. Once there was one, the Republican majority leader, Bernie, I don't know if you know, he said, my main target, my main aim was to let the Pope come to speak to say to the Congress. When the Pope went there, he said to the Congress, direct, not standing here as a leader of religion, as a religious leader, stand here as a statesman talking to you. All that we have to see, we have seen. So this is the little one. And the Bible describes it. It says, this is here and wisdom. He who has, if you have an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying. The little horn, I can tell you the address according to the Bible. This is located. What is this? What you know is his characteristics are seven hills surrounding the little horn, surrounding Vatican, the city of seven hills. And we all know that when we call Roman, this is the little horn. And he has given us his doorpost address, and we have his feet, and we have his number, and his number is 666. You go to the Bible. He says, it is not a mystery. It is open. This is what I'm telling you. It is open. He who has wisdom, let him happen it. There are two places in the Bible when he talks about wisdom. Wisdom to locate where he lives, and wisdom to locate his number. Everything is given. And Jesus will come and say, didn't you see all these things happening around you? He has given us everything vividly. Clear. Read the Bible. It is the foundation of our faith. The Bible is the truth. It tells everything. And you understand God clearly. Yeah. When Jesus was about to leave, he, together with his he took prayer during the Lord's Supper. He told Judas, yes, you were going to betray me. Yes. Oh, didn't Jesus tell Judas he was going to be the betrayer? He told him. And after the Lord's Supper, he sang a song. They went out. You know where they went? After the Lord's Supper. All the time, Jesus was telling them, my time is coming. My time is getting near. My time is getting near. And when they understood, Jesus prayed for them. And he said, God, I thank you for letting them understand where I came from. And now that, well, they have understood that I am about to leave. He prayed. And they got out and they went to the Mount of Olives. There is a testimony. And Jesus, when Abraham left Isaac, he left his servants there to wait for him, and he went further with Isaac. Isaac bearing the wound, which is the cross. Jesus, you know the war was at the Garden of Gethsemane. The Bible says he prayed, and the sweat of his face were like drops of blood. He prayed three times, and when the disciples were waiting for him, he came back. What were they doing? They were sleeping. The Spirit was wants to do it. There's a prayer. Jesus said, join me in prayer. In 3 times they were close to him. When he came up, there, they found him. More coming from the chief priests. He said, why now? Sometimes Jesus was also asking some kind of question. He said, why now? I have been with you the whole time. You could have arrested me, but why now? Because the appointed time has come. Believe in the appointed time of the Lord. The Lord has his appointed time for everything. Go and check the event, and you see that the appointed time of the Lord is very accurate. Even the devil knows it. When Jesus met the legion, they asked him, oh, son of the living God, what have you got to do with it? Have you come to destroy it before the appointed time? This is what they asked him. They knew that their time was not yet. He said, have you come to destroy it before the appointed time? The time is running faster than we can think. But I tell you, we find ourselves in the sixth kingdom, which is the little horn. The little horn. The paper. This kingdom is going, the only thing that is going to destroy this kingdom is by the hand of God. It's written in Daniel. It says, not human hand. This kingdom is not going to be brought down by human hand. Only the power of God. And if you see, according to the image of Daniel, he said, and I continue to watch until the rock cut without hand, the rock without origin, came and crushed this image. This how it is going to be. It's only the seventh kingdom which will come. This kingdom, he said, according to what we know from the Bible, is going to be forever. It's going to be forever. So the decision you are making, I just want to tell you today, the decision that you are making today, you're making it in eternity. Only one thing. It's only one thing. Think about it. That's why Jesus says, no matter what, anything that is going to hinder you, anything which is not going to allow you to enter the kingdom, even if it is your own hand, cut it away. But it is better for you to go into the kingdom with one hand. It is funny. Are you going to go to Jesus said it's better to go, but when you enter the kingdom, are you going to have one hand? No! You're not going to have one, the hand is going to be given. Fight, he says, if you lose the whole of your life today, you're going to regain. That's why Jesus was advising that. So no matter what the world is telling you, no matter how ugly the world is going to be. But profit man, if you get the whole world, lose with its soul. Breaking the decision is to be changed. Think about it day and night. To do whatever you can. And then you don't.
We can have our closing. Let us kneel. Lord God Almighty, here we are, sinners we are, but we have come before thy throne of grace. There is nowhere to go. You have the power over sin. You can only heal us of our sin. Heal us, O Lord of our sins. Prepare us for the coming kingdom. Take every single presumptuous sin in us away. And heal us. Impart your righteousness to us. Shower upon us your righteousness. Lead us not into temptation. Give us a life to live, focusing on the coming kingdom. And Father, hear our prayers. In the name of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, through whom you manifest your love, that the Lord so loved the world that he gave us only his begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. From this promise we have come, O Lord. We have decided. Our decision is the Lord. We have decided. And we have decided to be yourself. To be people called by your name. To be citizens of the coming kingdom. Help us, O Lord. This we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.